Homer Call Extra, we want to look at, what are we going to do, Tom? Look at some of the highlights from the Star series?
Yeah, we got three cuts that we want to touch on. A lot of the stuff we've already heard, but we've got three cuts here that pretty new.
What are we going to start with?
We're going to start off with, unfortunately, Game 5. It was
unfortunately, Game 5, as if the entire series was.
Unfortunately,
we know it was unfortunate.
I know.
We've come to grips.
We've moved on.
It's over.
But here's a very happy and hyper Mike Haynes as Hey Duke scores the fourth goal for the Avalanche in the game.
11 minutes to go.
Oh, a steal! Savard's got a breakaway! He can steal it up! He shoots! Safe! Rebound! Shot! Safe! Rebound! It's right near side. Up the boards behind the net. Forsberg with a puck. Kirko made a save to keep Dallas in the game. He's giving them life. Savard's behind the net. Pass! Shot! Score! Tonight.
How about forever?
Yes, last 2 weeks.
At least.
Savatos.
Well, he just...
Where was he the first couple games? Scratched?
No, he was out there.
Was he in there?
Yeah.
He seemed to be involved.
He only played like 10 or 15 games all year.
He's like, well, yeah, he came out first couple games and he got a pretty serious injury.
Oh, okay.
And then came back. He's just another one of their kids, but on that play, remember how Zubov had his wallet stolen so badly at the blue line? And Savatos was in all alone, and Turco actually made the save.
Oh, that's where it started.
And, they never got out alive.
He seemed to be in on just about every other scoring opportunity that the Avalanche had.
Well, because Tanguay didn't play, so they just moved him up with Hayduke and Forsberg in that game.
All right, what else?
Well, the next call we're going to listen to is, ironically, Savatos rears his ugly head again. But this is game two. This is when Savatos tangled with Marty Turco.
Head man pass to center ice for Savatos. He gets in over the line. Turco out to play the puck. He bumps with Savatos. The puck raised. Oh, you got to be kidding me. They're going to give Savatos a penalty? You idiot. What a horrible call. Shot from the right side by Arnett. Up the left wing into the corner. Madonna holds it around the right wing board. Bad, bad penalty coming up. Bad call by the referee. Chris Rooney, really, really bad call. Terrible call. Terrible, terrible, stupid call. Joe Sakic is livid, and he should be.
You know, Ralph and Razor are homers. Everyone knows it.
Yeah.
But...
not like this.
They're never calling a ref an idiot or bad. That's the worst call ever.
That's why you almost hate to even say they're homers. You know they're giving it to you from the slant, and you know they're being careful around sensitive issues, but...
This guy's
he's on a completely different level. And you know what? It's more trouble than it's probably worth, honestly.
What do you mean?
Now, it's great to be in the Bad Radio Ring of Honor, but I swear to you, in the industry, he's shunned. I swear to you. And
the other old-time hockey announcers won't even acknowledge him, right?
I think he makes a mockery of the business. It's like when Pharrell on the bench was doing the Atlanta Thrashers games. This is a gimmick that makes... Foster Hewitt roll over in his grave. You know, some of the forefathers, the Red Barber of the industry, they would be appalled to know what Mike Haynes is doing. And again, I like it. I like the bit.
Don't Avs fans love it, too?
I'm sure they do. But also, do you think Ralph gets hate mail from Red Wings fans? No, but Mike Haynes is... he's treated as if he is Peter Worrell by the other team's fans at times. And it's...
I send Ralph hate mail.
Heck, we got hate mail for not beating up on Mike Haynes when he came in here. Right. Star says, hey, why don't you guys just kiss his butt a little more?
We will. Hey, but I got calls from Stars fans saying they love the guy.
Well, and
I got that too.
If you have a sense of humor,
right?
How do you not love the guy? He's hilarious. It's like a Saturday Night Live bit.
Yeah. But one thing about as a fan listening to it, I'm wondering if I'm getting a real accurate picture of what's going on.
No, probably not.
That's the one thing I'm wondering. Like, okay, did he really trip him? And that's the subject of our next call. It's another Mike Haynes upset at the officials.
Forsberg picks up along the left wing. Forsberg behind the net. He's hooked to the ice. Come on, make a call. No call, man. The crowd booing. The referee, unbelievable. Avs had the lead, so they're not going to get the call. 1:40 to go in the period. Forsberg along the left wing. He got tripped a minute ago. No penalty. Blake steps around a check. He trips. Backhander shot. Save. Rebound up the slot. Blake's got it again. The Avalanche would trip twice on that shift, and the referees have swallowed the whistle. And the crowd is booing, and they should be. They just make a mockery of this game at times.